Are you interested in learning about our hiring process at Google? I'm Okus, a technical recruiter here at Google.
And I'm Jules, a program manager on our intern team. In this video, we're going to walk you through our process to help you better understand how we hire at Google. The first step when applying to Google, find the right role to apply for. With so many products and roles under our umbrella, no two teams at Google are identical. To learn more about the products and teams we're hiring for, we recommend taking some time to browse our career site at careers.google.com.
Once you have a better sense of where at Google you want to work, it's time to apply. Using the career search tool, tell us who you are, what you do, and where you like to be. Then start looking at some of the job openings that match. You also have the option to create a career profile, which will give you customized job recommendations and can send you job alerts when new roles open, based on your background and interests. As you're browsing, keep in mind that you can apply for up to 3 jobs every 30 days. Additionally, don't forget to confirm that you meet the minimum listed qualifications for the role. It's important to meet all of them before you apply.
Once you find the role you want to apply to, it's time to prepare your resume or CV. While you should keep your old resume next to you for inspiration during this process, we recommend making a copy of the resume and tailoring it towards each specific job you're applying to.
You should also make sure your resume aligns your skills and experience with the job description and that you're specific about the projects you've worked on or managed. When in doubt, lean on the formula, accomplished X as measured by Y by doing Z. At the end of the day, metrics will help you quantify your work, and included numbers will let our team better understand the scale of your accomplishments.
All told, your resume should be short and to the point. 1 page is ideal if possible, but 2 pages are okay for applicants with more experience.
And don't forget, most roles at Google don't require a cover letter. If one is required, it will be listed explicitly in the job description.
Once you apply and submit your resume, the next step is on us. If a recruiting team member believes you might be a match, you'll enter our hiring process. When this happens, there are a range of assessments we can conduct to assess your candidacy. On the other hand, if you haven't heard from us 8 weeks after the application, we likely proceed with other candidates for that particular role. However, our recruiters might still reach out if they find a different potential match for your skills, interests, and experience.
Most roles at Google require a hiring assessment. This will help us assess your work style tendencies and set you up for success at Google. In addition to interviews, we may ask for things like coding quizzes, short chats with a recruiter or hiring manager, or samples of hypothetical project work. Google no longer utilizes brain teasers as part of our hiring process, so questions should be taken at face value.
All of our interview questions are designed to help us either learn about your previous work experience or witness how you approach problems you haven't encountered before. In both cases, your answers are assessed against rubrics, which gives us a stronger sense of your strengths and how you interact on a team.
We get excited about interviewing and take it seriously because, at the risk of sounding cliche, Google is what Googlers make it. Our process can be thorough, but it's also meant to be friendly, warm, and gives you the opportunity to get to know us too.
If you need any accommodations, our recruiting team is here to help. From sign language interpreters to specialized equipment, and from interview breaks to extended time, we aim to provide the support you need so that you can keep the focus on your interviews. All you need to do is inform your recruiter that you need accommodations, no need to share details, and they'll connect you with our candidate accommodations team.
To learn more about how to prepare for our technical and non-technical interview questions, check out our How We Hire playlist linked in the description below. Also, feel free to ask your recruiter about any additional prep resources and support they can provide. They're here to help.
After your interviews are done, we'll bring everything together, from your application and the interviews, and conduct a final review. Many Googlers at various levels are involved in this process, and if everything is approved, your recruiter will get in touch to make an offer.
One final thing to keep in mind, most Googlers apply for other roles at Google before they eventually made it to the interviews. So if things don't work out with your first application, don't let that stop you from applying to other roles in the future. In fact, after you apply once to a job, we'll save your information in the candidate profile so it's even easier to apply to future roles.
And that's the long and short of how we hire at Google. Be sure to follow the Life at Google and Google Students social media channels to learn more about our people, products, culture, and workplaces. And visit our career site to browse our open roles and receive custom recommendations.
Good luck with your application, and thanks for watching.